knew that making one call could help you get the Medicare coverage you need, wouldn't you do it? I did. In one call to United Healthcare, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare, like prescription drugs, dental and vision coverage, and 24/7 virtual doctor visits, all for a $0 copay. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. That's 1-800-ADVANTAGE.
Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Call United Healthcare now at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. Paid after portrayal, benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. $0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Additional vision charges may apply for out-of-network items and services. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Bentonville leading a Mountain Home 48-26. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined by Mountain Home freshman girls coach, Lindsay Leonard. And just earlier, I didn't have a chance to tell our listeners, the junior Lady Bombers defeated Bentonville 34-31. First off, Lindsay, congratulations on that win.
Thank you. We were talking earlier, it wasn't pretty. I don't think we had the lead until the middle of the fourth quarter, but, you know, like we said, I'd rather take a ugly win over a pretty loss any day. But
yeah,
our kids competed in the second half, and
yes,
they just, you know, in the locker room, I was really calm and nice in there, and just told them that they needed to just find a way to win, and I don't care what you have to do, just find a way to win, and we did that.
I'll tell you, it just seemed like it seemed like the shots opened up a lot better, a lot more in that second half.
Right. We, talked to our kids that we were settling for a lot of three-pointers during the first half, in which we shoot the ball well, and that's fine, but when the ball isn't falling, you've got to look for different things. We got the ball more to the high post, and then that would, create a better passing angle to our shooters on the perimeter. We were able to score off of some really good baseline out-of-bounds plays, and our kids executed well, and in my opinion, it was a much different team that came out in the second half.
Well, I'll tell you what, this looks like you got a bunch that's poised to have a good season. You got a lot of good players, and I tell you, the future I think for Lady Bomber basketball has got to be looking really good.
Right, and I just say a little bit about our kids. They're just every day they come to work. We've got 15 kids on our varsity team. We've got 10 ninth graders and 5 eighth graders, and our ninth graders have done a great job of accepting in these eighth graders. We've got some eighth graders that are helping us on the floor, but it is a complete team effort, and every day in practice, every kid, and when you coach for long enough, you're not going to get this all the time, but every kid comes to practice every day and works as hard as they possibly can. They are in the locker room. They treat each other right in the classroom. Their grades are excellent. I'm having so much fun coaching this group. Today I wanted to kill in the first half, but as far as the type of people they are and the way they act, it's one of the most fun groups of kids that I've ever had the pleasure of coaching.
Absolutely. So your next game, is it this coming Monday?
Right. Conway Junior High is coming to Mountain Home. And, if a team wants to drive all the way to Mountain Home to play us, I'm assuming they're pretty good. So
yeah,
I've actually had a chance to watch them on film, and my prediction was right. They're a very athletic team. But what I'm excited about is we're going to see a lot of these kind of teams in our conference,
mm-hmm.
Nettleton,
yes,
Marion. And that's going to be great preparation for that. So I'm excited about Monday night. I'm excited to see how our kids compete against that athleticism, and it's just a really great test for us going into conference play.
It seems like that's kind of a similar theme between the freshmen and also the varsity.
Right.
You get these teams like a Bentonville and a Conway, and that helps better prepare you for the teams that you face in the Northeast Conference.
Right. And I'll just say a little bit about this high school game. I mean, Bentonville, I mean, high school looks like Bentonville Junior College. They are, you know, we're doing a good job of defending their great post player, but you have to take away, and then their perimeter players are hitting threes. And, you know, I know that Dell would say this, that, you know, our non-conference schedule in high school is unbelievable. Might be the toughest non-conference schedule that we've ever had. And, you know, he set it up. But I'm telling you, when it gets to conference time, you know, watch out for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We're going to be tested, and we're going to be ready. And I'm excited to see how much better our high school team gets every game.
Well, again, congratulations on the win, Lindsay, and good luck on Monday.
Thank you very much. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. That was the Mountain Home freshman girls basketball coach, Lindsay Laird. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Bentonville leading Mountain Home 48-26. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
You knew that making one call could help you get the Medicare coverage you need. Wouldn't you do it? I did. In one call to United Healthcare, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare, like prescription drugs, dental and vision coverage, and 24/7 virtual doctor visits, all for a $0 copay. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. That's 1-800-ADVANTAGE.
Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Call United Healthcare now at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. Paid active portrayal, benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. $0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Additional vision charges may apply for out-of-network items and services. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Home Lady Bombers are trailing Bentonville in their home opener 48-26. Taking a look at the scoring summary, right now Mountain Home's leading scorer is Kate Gilbert with 7 points. Six so far for Ashton Yates, including going 4-of-4 from the free throw line. Five for Kate Jackson, all in the second quarter. 3 points apiece for Emma Wilbur and Cameron Mullen, and two so far for Annie Norcross. Bentonville got two players in double figures. One is Miriam Dotta, who is just as good as advertised. She has 15 points. Ella Campbell with 10 points off the bench. All those coming in the second quarter. 9 so far for Jada Brown. 6 for Riley Hayes. 5 for Katie Colchin. And 3 for Gracie Eves. This game has had one tie, but no lead changes. Mountain Home tied the game up at two apiece earlier, but Bentonville has kept the lead since then. Bentonville has the turnover battles pretty close, actually. Mountain Home so far with 6, and Bentonville with 5 today. Well, let's go and wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Bentonville leading Mountain Home 48-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.